Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
No, this is Christmas time. Celebrate in style. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your one. Same-day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Holland black cake eaten. Now this is Christmas, hey. Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Jacob visited Skeeter and Maria, which made Ralph very angry. Maria was happy to see her father. She packed and left with him in spite of Ralph's objections. Kavita's tests diagnosed trichomoniasis. She was angry and disgusted that Jonathan had betrayed their trust and infected her. As we return, Leah and Danny are checking with villagers about dietary changes.
Cow!
Watch it there, Leah.
It's okay, Daddy.
Like your boyfriend giving you blow that you stomp your toes so steady.
Funny. As far as I know, I'm single.
You can make a special wish for Christmas. Still got a few days left.
I don't think so.
This place hot. We should have used the ATV instead of walking. You want us to go back for it?
You sure?
Yeah, man. Villagers don't live close to each other, and so far we only managed to speak to two of them on this walkabout.
I know, but such good reports. I am assured that we are doing something right.
Yes, bringing awareness about consuming more fruits and vegetables.
You really want us to go get the ATV?
Yeah, we will finish faster.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't think about this in the first place.
The exercise is good.
Yes, the walking is indeed good. So, Leo, you think you would want to get married someday?
Yeah, sure, Danny.
And you want to have children?
Maybe. A boy and a girl. Maybe.
Only two?
I don't know. My parents made 8.
8 is a nice number.
So wait, you want so many children?
Maybe.
I wonder who you're finding to make all those children for you.
We'll see.
Danny and Nurse Leah, you're really doing good work.
Thank you, Miss Abraham. What kind of changes have you made to your family's diet?
Well, you know it's only me looking after the food, right? Me husband just wake up every day, and before you look, he gone to the farm or fishing all day.
It's mostly women who run our households in these villages.
And that is why we deserve our respect.
We agree with you totally.
What I doing is making sure the children have fruits for their breakfast every morning before school. School closed now, but we still doing it.
That is really great.
The children get so accustomed, they're asking for fruits all the time.
Wonderful.
Yes. Before, all they would eat might be a little bake with a piece of fish or some pepper pot. Or sometimes they would have cassava bread and pepper pot, or egg and sausage with bread. But the difference now is that we add fruits.
And you can even add some vegetables to breakfast too, you know, Miss Abraham. You don't make pumpkin porridge?
Oh yes, the children love that.
What about the pumpkin and orange drink?
Well, I haven't tried that one yet, but I made the Kalaloo drink.
Oh, the Kalaloo drink is nice.
Yes. Who would imagine that we could make drink with a Kalaloo?
It's good.
And so easy. Kalaloo, green mango, water, and whatever you choose to sweeten it with.
And you could still make it even if you don't have green mango. Green tamarind, some orange or lime, or anything that you could blend with it.
I would even blend it with pineapple if it's a sour one.
I'm really glad y'all doing this. The village will thank you.
We are training the young ones to pay more attention to what they eat and be more health conscious.
And let me tell you, I feel so happy and healthy. It's like we get more energy since we're making these changes.
That's the beautiful thing about eating fruits and vegetables, Miss Abraham. We get loads of vitamins and minerals. They can also lower the risk of cancers, heart attack, and stroke.
Plus, they have a positive effect on blood sugar and blood pressure.
Well, I have to get back to making some farine. I have a Georgetown order and I want to finish by tomorrow.
All right, Miss Abraham. We won't take up more of your time. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
All right, Mr. Sukai. Thank you for your time.
Well, Danny, we still have work to do with some villagers.
Yes, Leo. Mr. Sukai look like he ain't willing to change much.
The tasa one farine he gave us was lovely, though. All it wanted was some greens on the side.
We will keep working with him and others like him.
Yes.
In time, I'm hoping we will get everyone to adjust.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should hold another session and I can share some recipes with them.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's plan it.
Good. Hold on tight there. We come into some bumps.
Like you're putting on some weight here.
Wait. Like you're checking me out.
No. Just an observation.
I wouldn't mind if you're checking me out, you know.
Just drive the ATV, Danny.
This bar really popping tonight.
At least the music not as loud as the other place you went to.
I don't understand why these DJs feel the need to play the music so loud. You can't even have a conversation at some of these places.
Robin, it's how you're hugging up yourself, sir. You feeling cold?
Yeah, Shelly, a little.
You want we leave?
No, man. Christopher and Dion enjoying themselves. I don't want to spoil the fun.
What all are we supposed to be enjoying ourselves? This is the last time we're going to be hanging out before Christmas.
I am feeling too bright. I good though. Don't let me spoil the fun.
Just now me and Christopher hitting the dance floor. Right, Christopher? Christopher!
Yeah! What?
So why you didn't tell me who was the man got you head in the phone hole night?
Oh gosh, look this smile!
Oh, his cheeks got here red.
Yeah, allow me.
So you ain't gonna tell me?
I don't wanna jinx it. We just start talking.
Look, spill the beans. We're your friends and we have nothing but positive vibes for you.
Yeah, man. Who's this gentleman?
Alright, well, he's a big man, right?
Oh, child. There's a whole sugar daddy my friend pick up.
When I say big man, I mean like early 50s. But yes, he wants to take care of you, boy.
Sugar daddy, oh.
Look, Ignatius in his late 60s. And watch me in my 30s married to he. The sugar could be very sweet.
Oh, girl.
Well, I'm looking for someone my age or just a little older, thank you. I don't want nobody dribbling me. Again?
Hello, stop it there for me. A man in his 50s is not old.
That's right.
I ain't seen a man in his 50s old. I just saying they are not for me.
Well, to each his own, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, Christopher, Whoever this man is, we're gonna need to meet him ASAP.
Agree.
Look, before I bring Hyerung, y'all, I want to get to know him first for myself.
Okay, but if y'all gonna have sex, don't forget the condom.
I second up.
Better yet, y'all get tested together before any hanky panky.
Look, I got it all under control. Y'all ain't got to worry about me.
I saw the other day that about 9,500 people living in Guyana with HIV.
Yeah, and I think I see 400 or something people test positive just for this year.
I can't wait till the day when the numbers get to zero.
You know, right?
HIV is one thing, but I understand that cases of other sexually transmitted infections soaring.
Is what people doing, man? Like people ain't practicing safe sex?
People practicing safe sex. But some reckless.
Sad.
There is no excuse for anyone to become infected with any STI in this day and age. We got so much information on condoms. We got PrEP. Getting tested is accessible and easy. Come on, man.
Sometimes people don't go looking for these things, you know, Shelly. Yeah. Sometimes you could be in a faithful, committed relationship and you innocently get something.
True.
That's why the only person you could really trust is yourself. I ain't gonna lie, I cheated on me husband and I could have easily gotten something from that affair and passed it on to him.
Shelly, I still can't believe you've been out in them streets like that.
And with the man nephew of all people? Are you wild?
Come look, you don't judge me. I am a reformed adulteress.
When the damage already done to your poor husband.
Anyway, my point is, we each need to take accountability for our actions. We each need to make sure that we do whatever we got to do to protect myself.
Sometimes you do all the and still.
Robin, look, you're gonna be alright. I tell you from day one, you couldn't trust Matthew.
Men like he does make some people say all man is canine.
Dion, we know that's a lie because they are still good and faithful men out there.
Yes. And you could never paint all the people of a group with one brush. Robin, you know what you got to do from now on.
I would have done left match, you do. Me ain't ever lie.
You have some big decisions to make, Robin. But just know that we are with you all the way.
All the way.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
The Board of Directors, Management and Staff of Murundoy Incorporated wish you a safe and enjoyable holiday. We are extremely grateful to our sponsors and listeners for their loyalty over the past year, which had its challenges and achievements. As a nation, we dealt with a deadly pandemic and were motivated to be innovative and create new norms. Murundoy was able to celebrate its 16th anniversary as the longest-running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. Thank you for supporting our multimedia and performing arts products. May God bless us all.